fashion. Okay, it's another beautiful Friday in the city of Ibadan, and your favorite Ibadan girl, your favorite baker, your favorite podcaster, your favorite every sweet thing you could think of is super excited to be with you guys. It's been a roller coaster week, and I've been month rather, because a lot of things have actually happened this month, and I don't know, but I'm just super excited that this is another Friday and I get to meet with one of my favorite set of people, even though I don't know every one of you that listens to my podcast. But just know that I love you and I've got a special place for you in my heart, and because of you I'll keep recording my podcast for as long as I can. Okay, so welcome to today's episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. Last week on the episode, we prayed for Nigeria. It was really amazing because I had Victoria with me through the prayers, but the only thing that was not amazing about it was that I did not get feedback. I want to believe with my own Jesus church mind that you guys actually prayed, but you people did not just send me feedback. It's not by it now. Prayer is a way of life. Like, you people do not just say anything now, but I know that you people must have prayed, and because of that, I love you. So welcome to today's episode. Before I move on to today's episode, yes, during the week, Rodi's bite clocked 5 years old. Oh my god, it felt like my birthday. It was super amazing. A lot of messages, a lot of comments. I'm like, wait till January 14th. It's not like you people greeted me up to this level. What's happening now? Everybody, like, it was so sweet. As God, I was almost like, oh, my head was just swelling. My friend was there. She was like, what's wrong with this? I'm like, babe, my head is swelling. So many messages from very important people, from customers, people that believed in, like, people that saw this business grow from when I started in school. And I was just, I love you guys. See, just know that I love you. You've patronized me, you've not patronized me, you've referred me, you've not referred me, anything. I just love you guys so much. Like, I didn't expect that. If I knew that love was going to be massive, me matter share photo shoot. Me matter share photo shoot. I will now hold Balu number 5. I now hold it. I messed up. But then I want to say a very big thank you to everybody that celebrated me on that day. The love was massive, it was super amazing, and I pray that items of rejoicing will not cease in our lives. And also, we had a giveaway and we had amazing winners. Gifts have been distributed. It's just been super amazing. I just thank God so far for the journey so far and the journey ahead. Yes, so moving on, today's episode I titled it Stop It. I'm sure you're wondering, what are they stopping? Just follow me. Don't leave. So we all know how our country has been with unrest, NSAS, police brutality, and all the likes. And how the movement started, how people started doing protests, how they cut the protest short, how people died, people have been hospitalized. 10-10-2020, we can't all forget that date because of the things that happened on that day. And all of a sudden, when everybody's trying to, okay, let's keep this movement going on social media, keep retweeting answers, keep doing a lot of things, let's keep trying to do our own part in spite of all that has happened. Like, we don't want this thing to die down. We want it to end totally. It should be eradicated. Like, I saw something on social media about how somebody said that, what was that? Okay, how people were putting out posters just to make keep raising awareness, and also how people were like, let us start educating the adults, let's educate people at the rural level, let's educate everybody so that everybody's aware of what we are actually doing, so that they will not just jeopardize it and spoil it. But then there are some people, we call them coconut head, decided to start spoiling things. One of those kind of people are the people that have decided to start using it for their business. I saw a tweet, somebody said, if all the people that died at the protest had known that this protest is going to come to an end like this without results, they would have probably stayed at home. But you, because you want to sell your market, you are using NSAS as an avenue to sell your market. It is wrong. It is absolutely wrong, honestly. Another set of people that are trying to spoil it that we need to tell them to stop it is those that are going for meetings with government officials and you are collecting money. I need to emphasize on it. You are collecting money. You need to stop it. These people did not, like, this protest did not start because of lack of money. This protest started because we wanted to put an end to SARS. We wanted them to stop raping people. We wanted them to stop killing people, stop arresting people, stop checking phones and all. But you're going around and collecting money. It's very wrong. Something happened in the city of Ibadan and some certain people collected money. No, it's terrible. We need to stop it. Do not put your own selfish interest ahead. Fine, we know you like money and you want to slay, you want to collect all the money from the government, but no, this is absolutely not the time for such a thing. So please, if you know anybody that has done something like that, don't say, hey, you are using to collect your own national cake or something. It is absolutely wrong. Please, Yoruba will say, Inkotiruda, Kuda, there's no other name to it. If you have collected money from the government, if it's possible for you, just return it or just come out and put out an apology or something. But then, it's just wrong. I honestly cannot express more than that. Then also, people that are spreading false news. See, we just need to be calming down. I'm pretty sure I must have shared something that I should not have shared, maybe false news or something. But then, like, we need to always verify whatever it is you are posting, you are reposting, you are liking, you are commenting on. Always verify that such posts are actually true, like they actually happened, not the post that you just say, this person, they say end SARS, can you call, and you just repost it, not knowing that it's probably a fake news. So let's all be careful in all of that. Then I also want to say that please, let's play our parts. If you need to continue your protest online, please make sure you play your part. Then your mental health is also very, very important. If all of this is still getting at you, please take a break from social media for a point so that it doesn't affect you. Then always stay safe. We know that these people are trying to end, they are still on the road. Please and please and please, I beg you. I know that it feels like, what is there? Let's just die and all. But let's stay safe. Let us please and please stay safe. And also, let us educate the people around us. Let's educate our parents. Let's educate our family members. Let's educate our cousins. A lot of people, your friends and all, people that are oblivious, people that do not know about what is happening. Please let us learn to educate them. Okay? And, I don't know, I could go on this issue actually, but then don't kill this movement. I use God and beg you, don't kill this movement. This is a movement that started and it will not end until there is a solution. Please, if you have anything to say concerning this episode, you know I'll be waiting for you in my DM, like on Instagram with KIG with Damola. You can also send me a message on WhatsApp 081-8361-5175. And also, you can send me a message on Facebook, Twitter, Damola Olagbade. God bless you all. Till next week again, when we meet on another episode of the podcast. I'm not sure you heard me, but then, till next week again, when we meet on another episode of the podcast. Bye. I love you.